We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. We got Graceffo, Hickey, Moriello. We got like 30 guys. McKeon, McCarthy's on the update. You just heard him talking about a great Saturday in the NFL, except for one thing. All the games were on the NFL Network. So I have AT&T UVerse. If you have Comcast UVerse or DirecTV, you could not see the games. So my son, and I live in Michigan, my son has been a lifelong Patriots fan because of Brady, right? And he's 13. So we go out to a local Wings joint, and we watch the first half. And the place is getting packed. It's holiday time. I said, you know what? We'll watch the second half at home. It looked like the Bills and the Patriots was going to be a last possession game, and it was. So I get home, and it's halftime, and I'm trying to find the NFL Network. And I remember they were in some tiff about, you know, re-up or contracts back in September when I was looking for a Thursday night game. And I'm looking, and there's no NFL Network. So I go, hey, I got an idea. I'm going to go to NFL.com. And when I go to NFL.com, I got a smart TV, a big 75-inch TV. I'll just watch it, and it'll turn the sound down, and I'll watch the game. 10-10 halftime. Bills just scored right before the half to make it a game. So, there it is. Watch live. About 15 seconds to start the third quarter, it says, go to NFL.com/watch to watch it for free. And I'm thinking, they just got, made your email, and you got to go sign up and whatever. So I go there, and it says, go sign in with your service provider here. So I click, and I'm like, I know it's not on AT&T UVerse. And I looked at their providers, and outside of a few that were recognizable, I'm like, who's carrying the NFL Network in America? And then it hit me. This is the reason all three games were on the NFL Network on Saturday. Because they want everybody to call their provider, where's my NFL Network? And I'm thinking, you're the NFL. You're rolling in to what is the best time of the year. Matter of fact, when college championship games end, the NFL should expand to a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday schedule. They really should. They should own the 4 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. When the Thursday night games end, they should go to Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Don't tell me about bowl games. Don't even tell me. Outside of the teams that deserve those trips, band members that get to go, cheerleaders that get to go, don't tell me about these bowl games. You see all the empty seats? They're made for TV events. Sponsors get their name on a bowl. Tropical smoothie bowl. That's nice. I watch all these bowl games. The teams deserve it. None of us put in the hard work that those coaches, the players, support personnel, they all deserve a trip to Albuquerque. They deserve a trip to Vegas. They all do. They really do. They deserve a gift pack. They deserve, try and eat more steak than the other guys. Getting a tour of the mountains of Albuquerque if you're San Diego State and Central Michigan University. Whatever. But I have zero interest in it outside of my bowl pool. And then I thought I was Mr. Know-it-all in the bowl pool, and what are we? A day in, and I'm already disinterested. But this NFL Network thing, I mean, I went from, NFL.com doesn't work. I know there's not a provider. Wait a minute. So I Google, how can I watch these games right now? And they say something about YouTube, TV, Amazon Prime. I'm like, I think I got on one of my TVs, I have that. I go and look, and I don't have YouTube TV, but they said, watch the NFL. And I'm thinking, what, wrong? They're misleading me. There's no NFL Network. So there was One, I think it was, Sling? But I'm not going to pay $45 to watch the last quarter and a half of the Bills and the Patriots. And then I'm also thinking about the Sling TV, those ridiculous ads with the Slingers. So I haven't cut the cord yet. I will say that today was a day that will live in history. That this is the first time that I said to myself, not just upset, that I'm going to cut the cord. I'm going to look at the best, whether it's Sling, Hulu, whatever's out there, where I can watch my sports, my channels I need. Because I cannot believe that the NFL Network, America's number one sport, isn't on my provider. I should have a say in that. When I signed up, they were. The NFL Network was there. Well, a couple years ago, I went from DirecTV, you know, I've maintained the AT&T family. I went from DirecTV to Uverse, right? You know, with fiber, whatever it is. And I'm not talking about a high fiber diet. I'm just talking about, you know, your setup. And I couldn't watch the games. Three games on the NFL Network. Now, the NFL might think that everybody complaining to the provider will help. I don't think it will. Because I was as mad, if not madder, at the NFL for putting all three games on the NFL Network than I was at my provider for not having the channel. I was. The NFL, you can't do that. When you have, you know, the Patriots, which, by the way, Brady, 111 quarterback rating, locked in. Yeah, all of you saying he's washed up, you can apologize to me during this broadcast, okay? All of you Patriot haters, no. It's pretty good defense. Highest QB rating of the year against that defense. They need the bye week. They do. Brady without a bye, I don't know they're going to run the table, and it's going to be tough with Lamar Jackson and Baltimore and Mahomes and the Chiefs are getting their playoff legs ready. But I couldn't watch. I'm not going back out to the sports bar. You know what? Between the combo bundle, I pay so much money. The NFL needed to provide that. I could see one of the games is NFL Network only, but you can't deprive your fans. Then you want them to call, and you think that's going to make whatever provider isn't carrying your network that they're going to pick it up. Oh, and then I went to my bedroom TV. I'm looking at Amazon Prime. I'm looking at anything. Okay. I looked at the Playboy channel. They didn't have the Patriots and the Bills. They didn't have that. I'm thinking, why am I so desperate right now? And my son's like, well, just come play me in a game of Madden. We'll be the Patriots and the Bills. And I'm like, that's not the same. In the CBS Sports app, I'm keeping up to date on the game, and the CBS Sports app is awesome for college basketball, NFL, NBA, NHL, you name it. But I had to stop and say, why was I so desperate for NFL action? I'm going to get a full Sunday with the networks, right? Because these games all meant something. Especially the last two. Bills, Patriots, and you watch the Niners come back and hang on and then deliver the game-winning field goal. A huge game. Setting up a winner takes the NFC West with Seattle. That game was New England meaningful games in the regular season. Man, how many times has Brady had to step up and drop that 111 QB rating? Yet the games weren't on, and I paid just buco bucks for my setup. I got every channel. I had, when I was checking channels, I'm going through my channels on my Uverse. I had Chile Okay, TV Chile. I could watch what was going on in a South American country, and I don't understand the language, but I can't watch the Bills and the Patriots or the start of the Rams and the Niners on my 75-inch 4K Ultra HD TV. I can't watch it. Let's make watching the NFL great again. I'm going through some of my channels. I'm like, okay. Then I even got this desperate. As I'm perusing through, I go from Latin America, South America, I don't know. I think I had Australian TV, Antarctica tonight. I'm hoping I find the game in a foreign language. I didn't have money on the Bills and the Patriots, by the way, for some of you thinking, man, he was really into the game. And I don't have a rooting interest for either side outside of my son loves the Patriots. I was hoping I came across a foreign language feed of the Bills and the Patriots, and I'm going to sit there on the west side of Michigan. And I was willing the TV Chile. It's not Chile. It's called like Chile. TV Chile, if they were feeding the Bills and the Patriots, I was going to watch it. That's a desperate NFL fan. But I didn't call my provider. I didn't complain to my provider. So the NFL got it wrong. And I looked in their provider list, which normally, if you sign in on your mobile device, right, you got a provider list that's streaming, rolling down a ton of names. There was like 10 providers for the NFL Network. And I'm thinking, this is America's biggest sport. There must be some stalemate. So I didn't find the TV Chile feed. The Ugandan Sports Network, USN, they were trying to get a feed, but the rabbit ears wouldn't work. That was like a sitcom. I became obsessed with trying to figure out how I could watch this. I probably could have got there quicker by taking a flight from Detroit to Logan in Boston. So I will discuss those games. Not my quest to watch them, but the games coming up. We'll get to the college bowl system. I'll also deliver a huge opinion off of last week's show that hardly got a sniff in the news after our military academies found out that what those midshipmen and cadets did was just a circle game. Oh, who brought that up last Saturday? Ton to get to. I will talk about the NFL on Sunday that I'll be able to watch. Top four NFL teams. College football playoff. Look ahead to that. 1 week from tonight. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
More Huge in minutes. It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios, but also CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. First huge question of the night that I want the audience to think about and respond at 1-855-212-4CBS. Is Baltimore a lock to win it all? Are they? When you start thinking playoffs, and I watch Brady, Buffalo, even though I couldn't watch a game, because I didn't have the NFL Network, it had a playoff game feel to it. That's what I love. Best part of the NFL. Really is that outside of opening weekend. And I'm still saying you have to take the ring from Brady. everybody thought Brady's over the hill, Mahomes and Kansas City, and maybe they were one offsides call away. Actually, they were from going to a Super Bowl that I think they would have won. Because look how quick you can fall. Rams in the Super Bowl, Rams not even in the playoffs, courtesy of that loss on Saturday night in San Francisco. So Baltimore does, you know, Lamar Jackson, he's hands down MVP. I don't care what he does, final two games, it's over. Are they a lock? Is that home field advantage good enough? Baltimore is a great sports city. But man, if it's Brady, okay? Brady, Jackson, one game. Experience, because playoffs change the game. It does. NBA, NHL, and especially in the NFL, because you don't get a chance to say, okay, we got a best of five, a best of seven. No, you got one chance, one shot. I don't know how, you know, I watched Brady tonight. He was throwing dimes. He was so money, and he can, you can feel it. It's a different look to Brady. You know, and Houston hung on. I'm just not, if they would get Watt back, but I just don't think they have enough defense. And same thing with the Chiefs. So I think the AFC is all about New England and Baltimore. I really do. And the NFC, I watch how good the Cowboys played against the Rams. And they're not your typical 7-7 team. They'll lose to bad teams and they'll beat good teams. And Green Bay and Minnesota, quietly, nobody's talked about them. Because you have Drew Brees at 11-3, and you have the story of San Francisco at 12-3. And you have Seattle, where I think Pete Carroll has done a marvelous job, and Russell Wilson, time and time again, keeps showing us that he's one of the great leaders on the field and off the field the game has ever seen. I'm trying to think the best shot, not only to win the NFC, but to get through and win it all. Now, I love that Niners defense when they're on, but you know, again, wear and tear of 15 games in an NFL season will catch up with you no matter what talent you have on your side. And again, you go to Jimmy G and the playoff resume. We know Russell Wilson's. We know Drew Brees's. You know Aaron Rodgers. I think that could be a mark against Minnesota. Vikings clinched the playoff spot courtesy of the Rams losing. You know, Cowboys, Dak, is it Rodgers? Brees, Wilson. Man, I love the NFL at this time of the year. I wish I had the NFL Network. Graceffa, what carrier do you have? Do you have the NFL Network on your home setup?
I'm a cord cutter, Bill.
So did you cord cut to a cord cutting app or service that has the NFL Network?
Yes.
Man. I'm looking at the cord cutting, but I really am. More after today, and I realized that I had to check into a NFL Addiction Center, because I was with your kid too. He's a Patriots fan. I was just a dad hell bent on getting to watch that game. Now somebody sent me a tweet and said you could go to the NFL app. I tried that. They said you could watch it on your mobile.
The problem with all these cord cutting services, Bill, is that they don't have, like, there isn't one that has everything. Like, if you want the NFL Network, you have to like sacrifice ESPN. You know. It's one of those deals.
In my business, I have to overpay because I need all those channels when there's a big sporting event on, and I need to watch it. I really do. That's why, you know, because I'm doing a national show tonight. I wanted to watch a game not only for my son, but I have to do my show on CBS. I do my statewide show in Michigan Monday through Friday. So I have more channels. I have the complete packages to everything, the passes. I pay for it all because it's part of my job, right?
Right.
You never know when there's going to be a big game, you know, soccer channels, you name it. I'm down, you know, the NBA pass, the NHL All Ice, whatever it's called. I have it all. And I here's what's amazing. Where the NFL missed the boat tonight, in my or today, they should have offered those games on pay-per-view. They should have offered them on pay-per-view. That you could have paid what you pay for a movie, $9 on, or $7 or $8, depending on how new the movie is, or a 2 or 3 day rental. I would have paid $9.99 to watch the second half of Buffalo, New England. I would have paid that today with my son, $10 to sit there on my couch and watch that game. Somebody said you could watch it on the NFL mobile app. I think I tried that and it said sign in.
But then you got to stare at your phone the whole time.
Yeah, but then you look like you're some desperate, degenerate gambler and you're waiting for the game to cover. That's why I said to myself, I go, hey, you know, I've been to Vegas. I bet on games. And I'm like, and I was doing it more for my son. And I'm going to, you know, we're guys. So when you're a guy, my son's like, hey, it's okay, Dad. I got the CBS Sports app. I'll just keep the alerts on for scoring. And why don't we play a game of Madden? I'm like, Ace, listen to me. We are going to watch the Patriots and the Bills. I'll figure it out. And then you have to walk in there defeated that I exhausted everything. Because I have Amazon Prime. I have, oh my gosh, I have so many services and not one had the NFL Network. Now, I almost signed up for YouTube TV, but they kind of mislead you. Watch the NFL Now, and I had to scroll down, look at their channels. They don't have the NFL Network. And, you know, all the cut the cord services, I think the majority have told me that Hulu is the best. Is that what you've heard, Graceffo?
Yeah, but I have a different one, and Hulu just upped their price.
Well, yeah, didn't Disney buy them too?
Yeah, technically.
Yeah. By the way, I did see the Star Wars movie today with my little guy, Legend, turned 12 2 days ago, so we had a birthday party with 25 kids, yeah. So go to the movie theater on a holiday weekend at 11:35 a.m. with 25 kids, getting them popcorn, candy, and sugared pop and slushes while the place is a complete zoo with people dressed up as Star Wars characters at 11:30 a.m. I've only watched the newer Star Wars movies, and it was entertaining. It was. I'm not going to give anything away. I'm just like, outside of telling you that everybody dies. Everybody is gone. Welcome back to Spoiler on CBS Sports Radio. How did it end? Everybody died. Just a dark screen. Thank you for your billions. If you want to join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America, the only show based on huge opinions, yours and mine. We have Graceffo. Is it Moriello, McKeon, Hickey? We got Bacchione? Wow. We got Rocco, Graceffo, and Bacchione. Rocco and Bacchione. I know I heard a voice. I wasn't quite sure who it was. And McCarthy's just unbelievable. How's a guy that good doing updates at this time in the morning or night, depending on where you're listening? First huge question of the night, is the run done? A lot of people think, you know, it's going to go through Baltimore. Hey, the Chiefs beat them in Foxborough. I don't think it is. I think Brady showed me something against one of the better defensive units in football. And then on the NFC side, if Brady does find a way to get past Lamar Jackson and get to the Super Bowl, best bet to take away a ring from the GOAT. Answer that question at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. How many other people couldn't watch the games today? Because the NFL Network carried all three games. Like I said, when I tried to sign in, when it says, you know, provider, you can usually watch those, you know, when you're on the go. I was shocked how many providers, how few carry the NFL Network. And the world's morphing. I was talking to Graceffo about this. I think the day's coming where, yes, there'll always be some free TV. I think legally there has to be, right? Or FCC rules, however it works. But I think the NFL one day, there are going to be games, just like you pay for Netflix or now Disney Plus, whatever it is. And you're going to pay a monthly fee to watch those shows. Maybe the networks, you know, CBS, ABC, Fox, NBC will go that way. And you're going to pick and choose. So if I'm spending, you know, with the full-blown AT&T U-verse package, right? If I'm spending $150 for one of their max packages, well, if there are four or five services, because I already have Netflix, right? I watch a lot of that. It's awesome. But if there's a sports one, so yeah, you're right. If you're going to have to, if CBS, and I think they're backing out on the bidding, at least right now, for the SEC, are you going to buy this package? Let's say it's $15 a month and you buy five of those services. I'm still only at $75 a month and it's half of what I'm paying for the full-blown package. But in my job, I need all the channels. It's going to be interesting. Everything's evolving and changing. And when you see Disney Plus and how big that is early, when you look at the numbers in Netflix, everybody's going to line up. It's coming. But the NFL gets paid billions from their TV deals. Billions. That's why they're never worried about attendance. How often do you ever hear conversations anywhere in America, in this world, about NFL attendance numbers? Oh, we'll hear about MLB stadium numbers down. You don't, because these owners are getting paid billions because of their TV deals. So anybody else miss out on the games today? Let me know. Did you have that same situation as me trying to find the games? 1-855-212-4CBS. Let's go out to Los Angeles. And George, thanks for the wait, and you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Huge, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing good, George.
I'm good, yeah. I believe the 49ers were extremely fortunate in that game. I did not respect the end of the game. Two third and 16s and the blown coverage, and then McVay at fourth and one, less than a yard, with 2:30 left on their own. Are the 49ers 48-yard line. Season on the line, I would have went for it. But I think the Rams' offense played well. The defense was terrible, as usual. But I think the Rams will be back next year. But the 49ers, I believe, they'll be one and out. And I'm looking at the Ravens and the Saints in the Super Bowl, is my prediction.
All right. Well, thank you, George, in Los Angeles. Yeah, I saw the clip, I think NFL Network or NFL Online, but Jalen Ramsey just let somebody go on 3rd and 16. I think it was Sanders, thinking there was a safety behind him, and he wasn't there. And then Ramsey tried to play catch up, and it was game over. People figure you out. The one thing about the NFL, and this is what is amazing about Thomas Jackson Jeffrey Brady, NFL is all about figuring it out. We've had Slash, Cordell Stewart. We've had Vic. You've had incredible quarterbacks. You know, Goff last year gets the highest deal ever. Looks like the worst deal ever right now. But these coaches, these are the best in the business on the best teams. And they'll figure you out. They will. individual players, schemes, patterns. I'm telling you. Look how it always evolved. Remember the run and shoot, the old Miles Davis stuff, right? Andre Ware, these guys. And because everyone talks about this run pass out. Hey, man, there were guys. You know, we've had a couple cycles of this. Lamar Jackson is different because he is so darn fast. I mean, he is just a Michael Vick-ish speed. But they'll figure it out. And then there'll be something different. There'll be something. That's why Drew Brees, the changes in Seattle with the players coming and going. You know, name some offensive players around Russell Wilson right now. That's kind of what Rodgers has done in Green Bay. Okay? At times. What Wilson is doing with Seattle. How we're blessed right now with a generation of quarterbacks that a lot of these great coaches can't figure out. They can't. 1-855-212-4CBS. Let's go to John in beautiful Oregon out west. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Good evening. How are you tonight?
Hey, Johnny, I'm doing well.
Good morning to you, right?
Yeah, good morning. Good night.
My name is John. I'm down here on the West Coast, but I was very disappointed. I spent $70 on food for my boy, who's 14, and his five friends to watch football all day. To get there and find out there was no football, I was so, so mad. I'm still in my car. I normally don't listen to talk radio, but I'm listening to you because I'm very frustrated with the NFL. The money they make on commercials, come on, we're the small guys. And we listen. I would have watched. And I'm just very upset about it all. You know what
I mean?
Well,
John, you know what, buddy? Thanks for listening out in Oregon. Go turn off your car. Go inside. Hug your son. You bought $70 worth of food. You know, I was looking forward to, you know, coming back to my house, sitting with my son. It was a 10-10 game. He's a huge Patriots fan. I was kind of rubbing it in. I'm like, you know, this is the first time you've ever been nervous. Now, he's 13, right? Just turned 13. And being a Patriots fan, since he started rooting for football, let's say at 7, that outside of when they didn't win a Super Bowl, he hasn't had to go through a lot of tough times that a lot of us do following our teams. So I was kind of, I go, hey, you're nervous, man. It's, uh-oh, they just scored, touchdown. What a play, tackle eligible. And then we can't watch it. Amazing. Unbelievable. Jack in Baltimore, Maryland. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I think it's huge for the Ravens to beat Cleveland tomorrow to get the secure the one seed. I wouldn't want to have to go to New England and play the Patriots. That'd be a lot closer than the last time they played. Although I think the Ravens defense is better, and defense travels, and the special teams, Tucker's good. So even if they figure out Lamar, you know, if we could score 21 points, I think that would hold us in good stead against the Patriots again. But I think
it's going through Baltimore, my friend, and thanks for listening in Maryland. It's going through Baltimore. And I think the only way they can lose home field is to lose the last two and have the Patriots win against Miami. So Baltimore would need to lose the last two games, and I doubt that will happen. Cleveland is in disarray. Oh, my Lord, just flat out quitting. That is sad. Yeah, so they, at Cleveland tomorrow, then Pittsburgh at home with Lamar. And if they just beat Cleveland, then they, like you said, they lock up the one seed with the tiebreaker head-to-head by beating New England. I love watching Lamar Jackson, and he's handling the fame well. I'm surprised, though, I'm not seeing anybody jump on the marketing train. I know NFL and obviously the Ravens, but, you know, endorsements, anything, no one's locked him up right now. Maybe he's holding off because, you know, you win a Super Bowl, you could ask for more money. He's handling it well. Leader. You got John Harbaugh, another leader. I like everything about that team. But how do you go against Brady? I thought the Chiefs were a shoe-in last year, even though Brady was playing well in the postseason. Let's go to Mike in Buffalo. Bills are in the playoffs. Mike's in Buffalo. How you doing, my friend?
How you doing, Billy? Happy holidays to you and your family.
Yeah, back to you.
What's you can't get the NFL Network? I don't know where you live, but you don't get the NFL Network?
No, the providers in, let's say, I live in Grand Rapids, Michigan, so, you know, a million people in the metro area.
In Michigan, you don't get the NFL Network?
No, you get it if you're on Spectrum, Cox, your Verizon Mobile, but for AT&T UVerse, DirecTV, and when I looked on the providers available there, I didn't see Comcast either. I bet those three have to cover 75% of the area.
I'll tell you right now, you missed three great games. I thought they were all good.
Oh, I caught the highlights, and I was watching on, you know, CBS Sports app like it's circa 1949. Thank you, Michael, in Buffalo. Appreciate the call. I love doing late night live radio. I really do. It's a beautiful thing. You can join in on the conversation. Can anybody stop Brady? Has Brady recharged the arm? Lamar can. Mahomes is playing well. Can't wait for the playoffs. NFC, can the Niners do it? Seattle, New Orleans, no. Rodgers, maybe. Dallas, Philly, I don't know. Think about that. Let me know 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Drop me a tweet. I'll read it on air at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.